This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 31st, 2019. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. August almost gone. I'm going to run down a little bit of news. I've got a clip I want to play of Mark Dice, and then after the next break, we'll move to phone calls. I have to do this story anytime I see this kind of complete absurdity in our society, which, you know, this is nothing new, unfortunately. But listen to this one. A Pennsylvania court ruled Tuesday that making a gun-like hand gesture is a crime after a man made the hand motion during an argument with his neighbor, an act which reportedly made several nearby residents nervous and prompted a call to the police. Man, this is the police calling country, is it not? I mean, unreal. Stephen Kirshner, 64, made the gesture toward his neighbor in Manor Township in June of 2018, according to a surveillance video. Kirshner, walking alongside a female neighbor, stopped, made eye contact with the male neighbor, and then made the hand gesture at him, imitating the firing and recoiling of a gun, according to court documents. The action made one neighbor feel extremely threatened and called 911. Another neighbor said she saw Kirshner put his finger up like he was going to shoot, which made he feel insecure, prompting her to call 911. Kirshner and the female neighbor had been walking previously and had issues and confrontations, sparking the neighbor to install 6 security cameras on his property. At the time of the incident, the female neighbor had no contact order against the neighbor who felt threatened, court documents indicate. Kirshner was issued a citation for disorderly conduct following the incident. He said in district court he made the gun-like gesture after the neighbor gave him the finger with both hands, which I guess that's okay. The 64-year-old was found guilty but appealed, arguing the hand gesture didn't create a hazardous or physical offensive condition. Kirshner said he didn't mean to cause public alarm, and there wasn't any harm done to anyone. On Tuesday, however, the Superior Court of Pennsylvania, found the gesture served no legitimate purpose and recklessly risked provoking a dangerous altercation. The gesture served no legitimate purpose, but risked provoking a dangerous altercation. Kirshner was ordered to pay a $100 fine and court costs. So I just wanted to let you know, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the hand gesture of imitating a gun was found to be a criminal act, and he had to pay a fine for it. So I'm telling you, we are just about there. Unbelievable. You know, we've seen the stories. I've done the stories all over the years. You remember there was the kid that like ate a Pop-Tart at school into the shape of a gun, and they, I think they expelled him for the rest of the year or something. He ate a Pop-Tart and made it look like a gun. I mean, that's the country in which we live. Well, you know, the censorship is alive and well. Let's play video two, Mark Dice, please, Kim.
Well, this week in censorship, Facebook completely banned the Epoch Times from advertising after NBC News uncovered that the Chinese-American-owned paper founded in New York City had spent $2 million on Facebook ads in the last month because, well, they're a thriving business. Facebook's decision came as a result of a review prompted by questions from NBC, nothing but crap news. The spokesman explained that the ads must include disclaimers that accurately represent the name of the ad's sponsors. Since 2016, the Epoch Times revenue more than doubled and the reach of its online content rocketed past that of every other news organization, attracting billions of views across its many platforms. It also became a player on the conservative media stage, securing interviews with Trump cabinet members, loyalists, and family members, as well as members of Congress and Republican media stars. Oh, we can't have a conservative BuzzFeed or a conservative Huffington Post, which is dominating on social media. Better shut them down. So the Epoch Times spending a few million dollars on Facebook ads was very worrisome for the liberal media establishment. But Disney giving $400 million to Vice News, which they then later wrote off in their taxes as a loss because it's gone, that's totally normal. And after Vice wasted the $400 million from Disney to produce their propaganda, guess who came to the rescue? George Soros, who gave them another $250 million to keep operating. In other news, CNN did a story about the Democrats who just made the cut for the next debate coming up in a few weeks and listed the supposed top six of one of the polls that's used to qualify. Only the thing is, they left off Andrew Yang, who did qualify and was ranked higher than Bozo O'Rourke, who they included on the top six list. Yang's supporters quickly took to Twitter and started tweeting out the hashtag YangMediaBlackout, which started trending and resulted in CNN removing Bozo from the top six and placing Yang there where he belonged. Andrew Yang is the clown who decided to outpander his fellow candidates by offering American citizens $1,000 a month if they elect him as the next president. Of course, he has no chance of ever becoming the president or winning a primary, but it is terribly wrong for CNN to leave him off of the list of the rankings of the candidates. If a Democrat does win next year, God forbid, they probably will make Andrew Yang the head of the Department of Treasury, though. That's what we're up against. YouTube also terminated another handful of right-wing channels this week, which didn't have any current community guidelines violations, but they're gone. Literally the very next day, Susan Wojcicki, the YouTube CEO, posted on the official YouTube blog and then tweeted out that preserving YouTube as an open platform is more important than ever. She got completely roasted in the replies because obviously it doesn't get much more ironic than censoring a bunch of channels. And then the very next day, posting a blog post claiming that you support people's right to post controversial and offensive content. Which reminds me, last week's video about censorship, titled Here's the Truth, Jimmy, was demonetized as soon as it was published. Although, the previous night, it was monetized when I uploaded it and it was done processing. So I called out YouTube on Twitter, and they sent me a DM saying that the decision was correct, and the moderators deemed that the video was, quote, incendiary and demeaning. Well, at least now we know why they manually demonetized hundreds of my videos last month about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Beto O'Rourke and Rosie O'Donnell and Jim Acosta and Brian Stelter because they consider my comedy to be demeaning and incendiary. So they must have just updated their terms of service because none of these videos violated anything listed in their advertiser-friendly policy. So now they just consider them to be mean. I'm a big meanie. Trump owns a reporter about the Russia investigation. That's mean. Brian Stelter tattles on Trump to Twitter. That's mean. Little Brian Stelter didn't like my impression of him. That's mean too. So thanks for all your support, guys. And this weekend, if you use the promo code Labor Day through Monday, one word, at markdice.com at the checkout, you can get 10% off of any of my awesome designs, like the new Mount Trump Moore shirt, the classic Abraham Lincoln Trump shirt, the I Love Global Warming shirt, or any of my awesome designs. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and use the promo code Labor Day at the checkout and check them out.
All right, you know, I know we see a lot of useless lip service in the media by elected officials that they're going to do something about the censorship, but obviously they're not. If they were, they would. You know, they would do it. It's we all know what's going on, and really, you know, I mention it often on this broadcast, but I have a whole litany. I mean, there's a lot of Dr. William Luther Pierce that's been taken down. Just information that was abundant just a short year or two ago. I guess, you know, you could probably say Charlottesville, and since, you know, we've seen the deplatforming, the demonetization, the shadow banning, the outright stealing domain names, not allowed to have payment processors. And the reason for this is they can't win the debate. Censorship is to try to stop and shut down all these organizations that are putting out truth that they, you know, don't want the masses to come in contact with. And, you know, that brings me back to that's what's important about RBN, you know, that broadcasts like this. And, you know, I don't ask for any donations. Support RBN. Support the work of John Stattmiller, the staff. You know, when you're donating, you're helping to pay Ken to be there and run the board all day today. That is important because there is full-blown censorship is the agenda. And, you know, they're coming at this several different ways. I mean, you know, one of the things that's never talked about in the media today is the Chinese social credit system. And it is far-reaching how they are. I mean, if you jaywalk, if you don't sweep your front porch, they are lowering your social credit score. And, you know, I've thought about it a lot, and the way we see the, you know, Facebook's creating its own currency, the Libra, the way everything drives you to try to be on Facebook, which, you know, I'm not a fan of Facebook. And the reason I'm not a fan of Facebook, there's several reasons, but one is I despise Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he looks like that droid off of Star Trek The Next Generation. Remember the droid, the robot that knew everything, Star Trek Next Generation? That looks like Mark Zuckerberg looks like the love child of Star Trek Next Generation, whatever the name of that droid was. I'm from the old school, I guess. I liked the first Star Trek and really wasn't into the Star Trek The Next Generation with Worf and all that, but whatever. But anyway, what I wanted to say is this censorship, this ability for anyone that stands up. You know, this past week, a city council candidate in Michigan said Friday that she had no plans to end her campaign after shocking a public forum when she said she wants to keep her community white as much as possible. Now, this is an interesting story. Daily Stormer ran the story. AP ran the story. Everybody ran the story. His name was Data. Okay. All right. On Star Trek Next Generation. A city council candidate in Michigan shocked an audience when she said she wanted to keep her community white as possible. Jean Kramer made the comment Thursday in response to a question about diversity in Marysville, a city in St. Clair County, 55 miles northeast of Detroit. The Times Herald in Port Huron said she's one of five candidates running for three council seats in November. During a follow-up interview Friday outside her Marysville home, Kramer doubled down on her statement. She said if there is a biracial marriage in their family, she could understand why her stance might upset her neighbors, because those who don't know the other side of it, she said, for whatever reason, I've heard they love each other. I'm not sure what she was going into there, but she said she wanted to keep her community as white as possible. And I'm here to tell you, she has, she drew the ire of all the mainstream media, the horror for someone to say that. Now, the NAACP can work, you know, for the advancement of colored people. It's fine. You know, La Raza, Black Lives Matter, you know, we could go on and on. But if a white person stands up and says the horrific statement that they like living around other white people, well, by golly, the mainstream media just goes into its knee-jerk reaction and has a triple meltdown. She said she wasn't going to withdraw, but guess what? She withdrew. Yeah, after all the media condemnation, she withdrew for trying to run for her city council office. Yeah, I just got a text. You know, Omar she's wanting the United Nations to handle our border security and our immigration policy. Ilhan Omar, she's calling on the United Nations to handle our immigration so that we can be done like done like Germany. Okay, in fact, I'm leading right into a German story, what's happening in Germany here in a minute. But first, the Department of Homeland Security is releasing more than 200 border crossers and illegal aliens a day at the current catch-and-release rates, according to new federal data, after a soaring decline, yeah right, following the implementation of President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, where foreign nationals seeking asylum are mandated to wait in Mexico while their claims are processed. DHS officials seem to have stabilized the catch and release of illegal aliens at a rate of about 208 a day. So I guess, you know, 208 a day, well, that's okay, 1,400 a week. You know, this is what they're catching and releasing. This doesn't even cover the ones that are just running into the country, but it's all part of the agenda. They're taking us where they want us to go, and where they want us to go is right here. Official figures released by the German government have revealed that there are 12 million asylum seekers currently living in Germany, substantially more than the 1 million often claimed by the control media and other crooked establishment figures. Now, this is coming in from the newobserveronline.com. I've mentioned that before. The new population figures released by the German government Census Bureau revealed the population of Germany as of the end of December 2018 stood at 83 million, of which 25%, listen to this, 25% had a migration background. Germany is the petri dish. You know, Germany is what they've successfully done it to Sweden. I could talk about Sweden all day. But because the German figures do not differentiate on the basis of race, not all this migration background population or of a non-white or third world origin of those who came for family or employment reasons. In 2018, around 52% of the population with a migration background were Germans, and almost 48% were foreigners. Now, how about that? Well, Ken said, I saw the Mexican army fighting with a bunch of Africans down on the southern border this weekend. So, I mean, you know, we can talk it to death, and I understand that this audience knows it, but I'm here to tell you there is a large section of this society that, because it doesn't maybe affect their neighborhood, so to speak, seem to not be engaged or involved in the fact that we are being invaded, and the recipe that they want to go to here in America, just like Ilhan Omar would let the United Nations mandate that we, you know, just have an open border society is what the position of the, from Biden on down. Biden, he's scrapped everything he's ever stood for, but that's what they do. That's what these politicians do. They're like they just lick their finger and stick it up to the wind. Oh, is this the way the wind's blowing? Well, I'll change my stance about everything. I never stood for anything to start with. I'm just here for the money and to be a good sellout trader and a shill for Israel. You know, that's what politics in America's come to. And, you know, I think more and more people, hopefully, are able to see through the smoke screen. It's not much of one anymore. When the government of the United States openly says, you know, I've got the story right here where they're talking about, the Justice Department has decided not to prosecute former FBI Director James Comey despite the internal investigation that found he improperly leaked information to the news media. This is Reuters. So, you know, criminality at the highest levels is fine. We're just going to go ahead and openly accept that. But now Julian Assange, now he needs to go to prison for the rest of his life if we can have him extradited to America. You know, Edward Snowden has to leave because he released information. Chelsea Manning is back in jail. Unbelievable. The hypocrisy of this country and the amount of corruption that they expect us to digest. You know, just picture yourself, you got your mouth wide open, they jam a big funnel down your throat, and you know it's sticking out of your mouth. That's where we're all at in America. You're just supposed to choke it down, live in a gay pride parade, accept the open corruption, grin and bear it. Coming back with your phone calls, 1-800-213-9443. If you'd like to join in, we've got Jeremy in Kentucky and Frank in North Carolina coming up. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We got Jeremy in Kentucky, Frank in North Carolina, Douglas and Nancy coming up. Jeremy, how you doing today, sir? What's on your mind?
Hey, working hard, working drywall, Farron. I wanted to comment on my official position on Trump, but first I wanted to say about this lady in Michigan, wasn't it? That one of her community white. Wow, lady, cool it with the white terrorist remarks, you know? Maybe she needs to be put on a list.
And you know, Jeremy, it's natural. It's normal. They're trying to make it unnatural and unnormal to even want to live around or associate with your own kind.
Absolutely. And these are the people we need to reach. So my official position is do not support Trump. I mean, in the past, I thought maybe we could, if Trump won it, we could buy a little more time to get more people. But I don't know that we have that time. I definitely say, though, court these MAGAPEDs, court these people. There's a lot of people out there like this Michigan lady. And put your red MAGA hat on and your Trump t-shirt and tell them that you supported Trump because you want immigration control. And go into the statistics about white genocide. That way, when the system does come down, you know, we can get these people on our side. Really, the best thing I think that could happen is to get an Elizabeth Warren in. That would just get it over with and start rounding up white nationalists. Because they're not going to define white nationalists. They're going to keep that arbitrary and ambiguous and they're going to make the fatal mistake of throwing too big of a net. And regular MAGApeds are going to be like, well, wait a minute, I'm white and I love America. Maybe I'm a nationalist. And they're going to, you know, I think we're going to get more people that way. But if we start throwing Trump under the bus in front of these people, it's just not going to go well. I've tried it. It just doesn't go well. If my dad thought that I wasn't supporting Trump, he would fall into his apple pie while it's still in the oven.
I agree with everything you said. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify that so that no one thinks that I'm saying go out and support Trump. A month ago, maybe I was like, yeah, maybe it would be better if Trump won so that we can buy more time. And he might actually win. He might actually pull it off. But I think officially, we win the MAGApeds, and then we stay home on election day. It might seem a little disingenuous, but I don't know. Desperate times, desperate measures. And that's all I got today, Aaron.
Well, you know, Jeremy, my opinions has changed as well. You know, I had high hopes that Trump was going to go in and, you know, really build a wall, really stop this mass immigration, really deport the DACA and all the illegal aliens. I didn't, you know, he said some things about Israel, like moving the embassy, but I didn't, you know, he didn't really, he wasn't just full-blown Israel firster, so to speak, when he's running. And when you've got, like you said, when you've got Democrats saying they're going, and Bernie said it too, you know, that white nationalist is going to be the first thing he does is deal with all the white nationalists. And I don't know what's going to happen in 2020. I do think leading up to 2020, we're going to see fighting in the streets on the scale of Charlottesville in various places, but and Charlotte when the RNC happens. But you know, I don't know if he'll win or lose, if he's going to lose no matter what. They're going to fake it and take it even if he does win. But I think you're right. One, this is making people choose sides. And two, if he loses and they go ahead and come after the white people and the guns, I'm all for that happening if they want to do it. Because they're going to do it sooner or later. Sooner or later, we're going to get a Kamala Harris or a Bernie Sanders or a Booker or something of that ilk that's going to do it anyway. I believe. I think it's going to happen sooner or later, and I just assume it happens sooner. Your opinion?
Yeah, definitely, because Trump is just a white avatar now, and if he wins, they're going to still do it, only everybody's going to think everything's okay. They're already rounding people up. They're already rounding up young white men and, like, saying they're terrorists, saying they said things on, you know, online, and it's already happening. But what's unfortunate is that the enemy may know this. They may think, well, we need to keep Trump in to keep these people appeased, or we might have a yellow vest right here in America.
Well, and we should be having a yellow vest protest right now. I mean, how about you post to online that you went shooting with your mom and you're suspended from school?
Oh, no, what a terrorist, right? Let's get CPS involved here. This mother needs to have her rights taken away for going shooting with her son. It's crazy. I mean, people are off the hinges.
That is the new America. Well, hey, thank you so much. Anything you'd like to add? We've got about a minute before we go to break.
No, I think that's it. I've got to get back to work, and I'm going to just kick back and enjoy the show. And thanks for all you do, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. And I did some drywall about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and every time I do drywall, I say I hope I never, ever have to do drywall. I mean, people that are good at it, God bless you, because that is a skill. It is not. You just don't go get drywall and go and put it up, and you're good at it, because I went and got drywall, and I put it up, and I found out 4 years ago I was not good at it, but that's like real work too. So all right, we're taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Frank. We got Douglas and Nancy coming up. We'll get Frank on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Baron in the studio taking your phone calls. 2 things I wanted to mention. I got an email from Colorado, someone in Colorado, I believe. The school district let Nate go back to school, found that he done nothing wrong. So that's good news. Also got an email from John, and he said there's a website, 153news.net, 153news.net, that posts YouTube videos, a lot of which have been censored by YouTube, or you can post videos there that YouTube won't allow. And he said a lot of them that have been taken down are at 153news.net. So thank you for that, John. Frank in North Carolina, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, Farron. Yeah, good for Nate. That's good to hear the update on that. I just got taking my Extendovite at the beginning of your broadcast, actually. Been on it for about a year. I wanted to mention, I heard you say that you had a person on hold, upcoming caller, and if that's the Nancy in Ohio, I just want to say good morning to Nancy and her family. She called in to Stormfront the other day and said that her whole family looked forward to my calls and that I was spot on and that I should have my own radio show. And for some reason, she said on RBN. I don't know why, because that was on the Rents Network. But anyway, I appreciate that, but I don't think I'll ever be having my own radio show. I don't think I would last very long. If anything, I'd go on YouTube or maybe one of that broadcast or that network you were just talking about. But Maybe I'll get on the internet one day. Maybe I'll do that. But hey, one other thing. I'm kind of putting this out there. There's a couple books I'm interested in. I'm curious if any of the listeners have read these two books by I believe his first name is Craig. For some reason, I instinctually want to say Carl, but I believe it's Craig Unger, UNGER. But also, before I get to that real quick, and I'll be quick. I'm going to be brief today. But you know, I had gotten into it with what's his name, David Knight. You know, who works under the banner of InfoWars. You know, he's been with Alex Jones for a long time. He's a pretty good guy. He's from North Carolina. Not that that means anything necessarily, but he's a smart guy. He's got an engineering background, and he's guilty of doing some, virtue signaling from time to time. But, you know, he was substituting. I know he has his own show, and I can't listen to it because it's not on the phone lines where you can listen to it, but he was subbing for Alex Jones one Sunday. I think it's been about 4 years ago, maybe, but, you know, I was getting into all this stuff with him, and it was back when that big, you know, it was the big phenomenon in the media talking about white privilege. And I concluded my call, and the music started playing, I concluded my call by saying the problem in America is not white privilege, it's Jewish privilege. America is a racist country. It's racist against white people. And Jews are the uber racist. Which is so funny because you can't even talk about it, because to even talk about it means that you're hateful and a despicable person, when it's absolutely 100% factual. They are the most racist people on the planet. But anyway, David Knight, the host, he said, "You're absolutely right, Frank. The problem is Jewish, privilege, not white privilege." And I mean, I said, "You know what? I got a feeling there's going to be some fallout from this." So I made sure at lunchtime the next day, I turned on InfoWars because the next day was Monday. Alex Jones came on and he was all hype. You know, he said, "We have come under the biggest denial of service attack that we have ever experienced." And I said, "Well, yeah, of course you did, because your host agreed with what I said." But, somebody told me, a couple weeks ago that David Knight said that all of this is a Jewish conspiracy on his own show, not subbing for Alex, but on his own show, which I believe maybe airs in the evening or something. So I was wondering if anybody had that clip or could play that clip or send it to Barron or something. I would love to hear that. I can't believe he would get away with that under Alex Jones for very long. But I understand there's two books. I was actually talking with Art. You know Art? You know, Arthur Jones, you've had him on your show, and I think maybe you might want to have him on your show again, because he's getting ready to make another move, which, you know, it's fun and interesting. He gets a lot of info. He actually gets a lot of votes, too, believe it or not, up there in Chicagoland. But he was telling me, "Frank, you need to read these books." And Arthur Jones is a former Trump supporter. He campaigned. He worked for Trump, you know, just like I did. He's totally turned against him now. He said, "Frank, you need to read a book. The guy that wrote The House of Bush, House of Saud, well, he's written another book, House of Trump, House of Putin." And I know we all want to think that Putin is this really good guy, and, you know, he cares about his people, and he's not anti-white, and he's not anti-Christian, he's not anti-civilization, Western civilization. I want to believe that as much as the next guy. But I'm skeptical, man. I don't take anything at face value. That's one thing that I've learned over the years. And I just want to know, has anybody read this book? Because we know about the Russian mafia, right? I mean, they're supposed to be some real brutal, very, you know, powerful people. Well, guess what? You know they operate in New York City, right? Who comes from New York City? Donald Trump. I'm just saying, I'm going to get these books at the first opportunity I can. I'm going to order these books. But who's to say maybe there isn't a link between Trump and the Russians? But it's not who we think. It's the Russia. It's the Jewish mafia in Russia. But, you know, there's a caller that calls in. What is his name? Dan, he calls into your show. He calls into Robert's show. He brought this up a couple months ago on Robert's show, Robert Raybould's show, Sunday night. And he said, you need to look into this. It's not what you think. There's a whole lot hidden about Trump that we don't know about. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm telling you, House of Trump, House of Putin. But, you know, I've heard that Putin and his son-in-law, Kushner, Trump and his son-in-law, Kushner, and Putin are all members of the same, what is it, Shabbat Lubavitch sect, organization, whatever. And I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is, it would explain a whole lot. Because like you said, I mean, Trump's all about, you know, organized Jewry. I mean, he's all about Israel. He's an Israeli first or whatever they want, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I'd like to feel that out a little bit more, but I know you got another caller, so I'll get out of the way. If anybody knows anything, please please call in or something. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Douglas in Tennessee, then Nancy in Ohio coming up. Douglas, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
I'm doing great. I don't have a great voice like Frank or Jeremy. Those guys are great when they call in. I don't call in a lot. But I wondered if anybody else spotted the Jew that called into your show last weekend. It was the one who said that all Jews or most Jews can trace themselves back to Jacob. That's a myth. We heard that growing up. It's never been substantiated. In fact, it's easily disproven with a quick internet search. If anybody uses a search engine like Startpage, that's one I recommend. You can research someone like Alan Dershowitz, who's very obviously, he'll set your Judah off very well, easily identifiable as a Jewish person. But if you go to Startpage and you type in Alan Dershowitz, DNA, he's quintessentially Jewish. They define him. There's a pie chart. If you go to images, there's an images tab. There's a videos tab at the top of Startpage. Type on the, select the images and look at the pie graph where his DNA genetics have been deciphered. And if you're doing that now, you can see that he's either 95% or 97% Ashkenazi Jewish. Undeniable Ashkenazi Jewish. Now look at how much Middle Eastern DNA he has, because he has none. Zero. So there's a whole sect of people called Ashkenazis, which are just the European Jews. And they're the largest group of Jewish people on the planet. There's 14.4 million Jews or so. Well, 11,200,000 are Ashkenazi European Jewish. And yeah, they're all related. There's a reason for that. You can look that up and find out. We can discuss that if you want to. But it's really about the Ashkenazi definition. Clearly, all the genetic companies, 23andMe, Family Tree, all these people define Ashkenazi as a definable, discernible group with genetics that can be traced. But none of them have to have Middle Eastern DNA. And in the case of Alan Dershowitz, that's proven out. He's 95 or 97% Ashkenazi. The remainder of his DNA is Western Africa, nowhere near Israel. In fact, there's nothing in the Middle East or Near East that he's related to. The remainder of that is Far East, which is Korea, Indonesia, Japan. That's where his DNA makeup is. So Alan Dershowitz is talked about every week on some white nationalist shows, and he's presented as the quintessential Jew that you can identify, and they're right. They're right. They're absolutely right. He is.
Did we lose Douglas? Huh. Okay. Ken says Douglas just dropped off. Hey, Doug, I wanted to, I had a question I wanted to ask you while we were on that subject. So if you can still hear me, feel free to call back in. 1-800-313-9443. We'll go to Nancy in Ohio. Nancy, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Aaron, for taking my call. You are one of our favorites. I like, and let me say hello to Frank. And I did call in on Stormfront yesterday because the day before, Thursday, I talked to a very influential person who told me that we have a military, we have an army setting on the desert of Syria. And he said, there's nothing there. It's a desert. Why are we there? And he went on to say that we have technology in outer space that tells us where all the minerals are in the whole world. And the mineral that they're setting on in Syria is silicon. Yesterday I misspoke and said silicone. and nobody responded for a while. I finally had to say hello, and they were kind of all dumbfounded at that silicone is what they make women's fake breast out of. And I told my son about it, and he said they should have known that I meant silicon. And silicon is a big part of what makes computers work. Inside of your computer, or maybe even your television set, are little black boxes called chips. So these chips are made from silicon crystals.
I don't doubt that at all. I had not heard that, Nancy. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, it reminds me back when we invaded Afghanistan. A lot of people talk about the poppies and the heroin production, but there was also a big, they had found lithium in Afghanistan. You know, I mentioned earlier, Trump just said we'd never leave Afghanistan, and that's immediately what I thought of when he said it. There is a big cache of lithium supposedly in Afghanistan, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if we had other alternative reasons for continuing the nonstop attempt to topple Assad. I think it's a shameful disgrace what we've done to Syria, but I mean, I think it's a disgrace what we've done to Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya especially. And so that's interesting. I didn't know about that. I'll do a little looking into that. But I mean, you're exactly right. You're talking about the parts that goes into computer manufacturing and Silicon Valley. You know, that's where they get that name Silicon Valley from. But It wouldn't surprise me at all. Go ahead.
Right. Yes. He said 73% of the silicon is in Syria. And he said we only have, I think he said something like 37% this country. And to tag on what Frank was talking about with Russia, this person said that Trump wants to build towers in Russia. And so that needs to be looked into also. Hmm. I am off the Trump train. And I will not vote this next coming election. And I have voted for a good many years.
And who was it, Nancy? Where was it you heard this about the silicon? What was the source on that?
I don't want to tell you who it was, but it was a person I talked to on Thursday who I give a lot of credit to. He's credible. He told me that he goes and looks at the news in Syria and the news in Lebanon, and, you know, he was distraught because of what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians.
Okay, all right, good enough. Hey, thank you so much. I'm going to try to get Doug back on and have a few minutes for Pam. She's been on hold. Stay there, Pam. Okay, hey, thank you so much, Nancy, and I really do appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Hey, so we got Doug back. Doug, I apologize. I think we just dropped your call or you dropped off, but let me ask you this, and I'm going to have to make it quick. I wish we had more time to spend on this, but when we get into the Ashkenazi and the Khazar Jews, do you see any difference between the two as far as being involved in the same direction that they want to take America and other countries into with regards to, say, open borders or, you know, hedonism, anything goes, immorality? Do you see any difference between the two with respect to that one? And I apologize, we'll have to make it quick. We're coming up on a break.
Sure. I don't believe, I'm not espousing the Khazar theory. The more likely they're Greeks and Romans is their foot, and that's even biblical. Jews are not white. I don't want to make an argument that they're white. They're anti-white. Largely, the Zionist-directed portion, they're anti-white. Jews are not white. They're anti-white. However, the Ashkenazi are not related to the Middle East. How they became what they are, is another topic for discussion, but they cannot trace themselves back to Shemites, Israelites, Jacob. It's just false. And that's 11 million of them are Ashkenazi. And they're Talmudic Jews. So if they're not born of a person of the race, well, then they're really not officially Jewish. They're Jewish by choice. And they are not. Of course, somebody 10 centuries ago made that decision for them. But they're classically not Middle Eastern.
So that's
largely what I'm arguing.
Hey, thank
and it's
you
easily
so much.
Proven with that start page, Alan Dershowitz DNA, and it's right there.
Startpage.com? Is it startpage.com?
That's correct. And look at the image of the pie graph. Zero Middle Eastern, almost 100% Ashkenazi.
All right, thanks so much. I got music. We're going to come back with Pam in Connecticut. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to move quick. We got Pam in Connecticut. If we have time, we'll get David in Iowa. Pam, how you doing? Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hi, Barron. I'm new to RBN. Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering, have you thought about or have you had Adam Green from nomorenews.org on your program as a guest?
You know, I've emailed him twice. I don't know if you listened last week. I believe it was last week. I played some clips from Adam Green.
Oh, excellent.
So, Yeah, last week I played some clips. I believe it was last week. I'm pretty sure it was last week. And so, yeah, he's supposedly, I think I've been told he lives in California, so it may be a time thing getting up so early. He's not responded to my email.
Well, I hope you keep following it up. I just watched his BitChute video. It was made April 18, 2019, and it's called Anti-Semitism Czar Press Conference Analysis, and it's about Alon Carr, the special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. He's from the United States Department of State, and the beginning of the video, you see, I guess it's the United States Department flag along with the American flag. They're, you know, he's standing in the middle of those two flags, and on the United States, I guess, Department flag is actually the Star David. But, you know, watching that video, and I suggest everybody watch it, is just hair-raising. And it just shows that I think we'll be, you know, following Canada. The USA will be jailing people for political opinions like Canada. And it's scary.
Well, you know, the white genocide conspiracy, that's a great one. But, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, this move to get everyone to accept this definition of anti-Semitism, which they've been very successful at, and then next will be the
no hide laws.
Criminalizing it, you know, just like what you said, what we see in Canada and all through Europe. Hey, thank you so much. I'm going to try to get...
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Thank you. I'm going to get David on. David, thanks for holding. What's on your mind? We got about 2.5 minutes.
Hello? Hey,
David? Hey, you're
Hello?
On. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Karen, thank you. I just discovered you a little while ago. On the Jews, a new book on the market, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline by Tex Mars, proves that they don't have an Abrahamic covenant. They're all Khazars. So they're not Semites. You can't be somebody can't be anti-Semite.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm familiar with that book and the work of Tex Mars. Go ahead.
That's a great book. One other one, Under an Ionized Sky by Ilana Freeland. One of the best books I've ever written. It's just awesome. Talks about the chemtrails and the things they're putting in the skies and everything. Here's a short paragraph. It is a rule of the intelligence community that you hide things in plain view. Getting the public to accept microwave mind control weapons, which affect their behavior under the guise of mobile phones, was a stroke of genius. Getting the public to pay for these microwave mind control devices so their brains and behavior can be damaged to make them more docile and easy to control was pure diabolical genius. That's just part of what's in this book.
Well, say the title of that book again and the author, please.
Under an Ionized Sky. Elana, Elana Freeland, Freeland.
Wow, that was an interesting paragraph. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you for sharing that with us today. That's interesting. We've got a couple of minutes. Go ahead, sir. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, David. Glad I got to your phone call. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.